leader. They're the only animal I know that has no leader. For instance, when you're out in the barren country and you can't get no, because they got good eyesight and they smell well too. But when you're out in the barren country or high in the mountains where and you see you can't get any closer to a caribou or maybe 25 or 30 and want one, why, just take a high shot and turn your gun loose. And the bullet will hit over there someplace, I don't know where. But they'll hear that bullet and one of them will start to run, maybe from you, you can't tell. Maybe run 100 yards and they'll stop and some other one will take a notion to lead and he'll tire out, maybe straight towards you. And they'll finally fool around, they're liable to get close enough that you can get a shot. I've pulled that quite a few times. They're really a mighty queer animal. Of course, the wolves feed off of them quite a bit. And you heard of wolves chasing anything. Well, now, I never really see that but once. Then I see the tracks, of course. I was in the Wrangell Mountains. And I see where a caribou had went down into the timber. And it was running, and a wolf after it, a wolf track after it. Well, I crossed that and went a little ways further, a couple of miles maybe. And caribou come back out of the woods. It went down into snow country. He'd come back into the open country again above timber, and it was running and a wolf after it. Well, the track was so darn fresh that I said, well, I guess just a little fun. I would always like to do something just for the fun of it. And my dogs wanted to go. They was feeling good. So I just turned them loose. Never paid no taste to them. Well, we run, I think, for about 12 miles. But it's awful interesting. The caribou would run maybe around the mountain. One wolf would be chasing him. And you'd see another wolf cut across his tracks. And pretty soon this other wolf would stop running. The other wolf would pick him up and chase him. And that way they just wore their tar out of him. When I caught up to him, I didn't see the wolves. Of course, they heard me coming and got out of there. But they had been eating on him. They'd caught him and been eating on him. The first thing the wolf will eat will be the liver. I don't know why that is, but they'll just tear the caribou open and eat the liver the first thing. And they'd just eat the liver and not much more when I got there. When I imagine there was a couple of young wolves that just wanted to chase for fun. I don't know what else. As a rule, a wolf will wait on a trail and the caribou is not afraid of the wolf. I don't know why. But I've seen wolves sitting howling within 30 feet of a caribou and they paid no attention to them. But I've seen other places where the wolf was laying in wait on a trail. Caribou would come along and just about four jumps and he'd have that caribou. He catches him by the hind leg of that hamstring. And that 200-pound animal on those jaws that they've got, it don't take them long to cut the hamstring. Well, the wolf goes down, of course, and then he cuts his throat. But I've seen caribou not dead yet. I've been so close to them when the wolves have got them. They will kill a wolf and or caribou and then howl. But it's a funny thing about the wolverine. You had a little trouble with them, I guess. You know, a wolf will kill a wolverine. Now, the wolf will weigh 200 pounds. Wolverine may weigh 50. But I watched one time walk into where some wolves were eating on a caribou. And the wolverine walked in and the wolves left. They just got away from him. He's a stinking devil, you know. And he'll eat all he wants and then he'll dirty up the rest of us so nothing will go back. But, and he's got no home either. He's the only animal I know of that hasn't got a range. Now, a wolf will range the country and be back pretty much over his end. One tracks a week or 10 days, sold a link. A fox will come every two or three days. But a wolverine, he's liable to come into your country and today, raise cane to your traps, and he'll go right straight on through. And a week from that time, he'll be 100 miles away. He's just seems to have no range at all. He's a funny sort of a dude. You know, science tells us that a wolverine, if you could cross a mink with a bear, you'd have a wolverine. He's a kind of a freak animal, I think. not hard to catch if you quite a few of them around, and if one comes, of course, they're awful careful about getting in a trap, very keen about the scent. But the way I used to do them, I'd cut a tree down about, oh, 4 or 5 inches through, and cut it about 3 foot from the ground, and then I'd put the tree up on the ground and run it about 4 foot over the stump, so it took out and it'd be 3 or 4 feet from the ground. Then I'd trim all the leaves back, limbs back as far as I could, and I'd nail a caribou head or something on the end of that log, and set a trap back just about 2 foot from, or 2.5 feet from the end of the, well, he'd come down, he'd see that head, and he'd want it, of course, and the only way he'd get it would be to walk out that log. Well, he'd walk out the log, and he'd see the trap, it'd be sitting right wide open, you know. Anybody could see it, and he'd smell it. I'd let it be well scented up. He'd smell it, and, well, that is all right. He'd just step over it and get that caribou head. Well, he'd carefully step over the trap with his feet, and they'd get to the caribou head, and then he'd get to wrestle around to the caribou head, trying to get it off and get his hind foot in the trap. And I'd have the trap stapled on the stump, and so he'd have his foot in the trap, and he couldn't reach the ground, and so he just had him kind of hung. And that's the way I used to have several traps along my trap line set for a wolverine so they wouldn't get in and raise Cain with the rest of my outfit. One time I and a kid was on a stampede. We bought some dogs in Valdez and going to this stampede. And we figured when they got into Fairbanks, we could sell them. And we was going to the Iditarod. And so when we got in there, we managed to sell one dog. That's about all. But we got a lot of freight in. And we called this fellow White Wings. He was just a pleasant sort of a guy. And, blonde, curly hair and a big gold tooth in front. And always had a grin on his face. And he just looked soft. He didn't look like a he-man tall. He just looked like a sissy, really. And we used to call him White Wings. Because when he got in a fight, and he loved to get in a fight, boy, he was just a whirlwind. That's all there was to it. He was a devil on wheels. And he was along with me. Well, there was a fella in front of us. We didn't know who he was, of course. But we could see where he's fighting his dogs. And White Wings liked his dogs a lot. And this fella was a fighting his dogs. You could just see all the time where we'd come to place where he was. So finally, White Wing said to me, he said, Slim, when we catch that devil, he said, if he's a big man, you've got to lick him. He said, if you're a little man, I'm going to lick him, just because he's licking them dogs. Well, we caught up with him. He's a little Frenchman, just about White Wing size, about 130 pounds, I'd say. And he just drove up to him. He's licking his dog at that time. He had about twice as much load as he should. And White Wing just stopped his dogs and tipped his sled over. And went up to this little fellow. Well, he says, get ready, I'm going to lick you. The Frenchman was plumb game. And by golly, they pulled off their coats and started to fight. And just me there to watch him, you know. And boy, that was the prettiest fight I ever seen. They would just fought for a long time. And I just wondered, it looked for a while like White Wings was going to get clean, but then the Frenchman would be getting the best of it. But finally, White Wings cleaned him. And now he said, you get hold of that G-pole and pull her. He says, I'm going to do it again. So he started him out pulling on his G-rope and lessen up his dog a little bit. Well, Dick Gladys downtown, and I just thought I'd run this off and gavel a little, say anything I thought of, and send it along to you. Let me hear from you and what you're doing.